Because you called the wrong person, but he was into it anyway. Written by Grace Renee. The jangling of his ringtone pulled Harry's attention away from the footy match. Sighing, he reached for his phone, eyes widening when he saw Draco's name flashing on the screen. Curious, and just the teensiest bit hopeful, he muted the telly and answered the phone.
Hello? What are you wearing?
Harry blinked.
What?
Don't be coy, Draco's smooth, familiar voice reprimanded. This was your idea. You promised to keep me entertained if I got bored at the conference.
I did?
Harry blushed at the squeakiness of his voice. Of course, it wasn't every day that Draco Malfoy called him and asked him what he was wearing. In fact, the only reason he even had Draco's number in his phone was because all the first-year medical interns had exchanged numbers on the first day. He'd never actually had an excuse to use it before. They weren't exactly friends, and they certainly weren't close enough to justify the low, sexy tone of Draco's voice on the phone. Much to Harry's disappointment.
How about I start? Draco continued. I'm laying on my hotel bed, naked. Now you go.
Images of a naked Draco flashed through Harry's head, and his cock was quick to register its interest. He'd be lying if he said that he hadn't noticed Draco's striking good looks. That white blonde hair, those piercing gray eyes, the sharp mind, the sharper wit. He was a bit of a prick, and most of their co-workers, including his best friend Hermione, couldn't stand him. But Harry had always been a little fascinated by him.
Come on now, Henry. Don't be shy.
Henry. That explained it. Draco must have accidentally dialed Harry's number instead of this Henry bloke's. An uncomfortable jolt of jealousy wormed its way into Harry's heart. Which was ridiculous. It wasn't like he had any claim on Draco. Sure, there had been a few glances recently that Harry thought might have been a little heated. And last week, when they'd been trading barbs by the vending machine, Harry could have sworn Draco was going to ask him out before he'd been paged away. None of that meant that Harry had any right to be jealous over who Draco took to his bed.
I think you have the wrong number.
Draco hummed.
Ah, so we're going to play it like that, are we?
So, who am I talking to? Draco's voice was amused, as if he thought he and Henry were playing some kind of game.
Harry.
Harry? Draco's voice was slightly less amused now.
Yeah, Harry Potter. I think you dialed me by mistake.
He meant to sound casual, but his voice was breathy and low. There was a long silence on the other end of the line. Harry could perfectly imagine Draco looking down at his phone screen, seeing Harry Potter lit up as the current call, and realizing his mistake. Draco cleared his throat.
Hello, Harry. I was just, calling a friend of mine.
Henry.
Yes, Henry.
Boyfriend? Draco chuckled.
No, just somebody to blow off a little steam with. Never been enough spark there for a real relationship.
Oh. Harry hated the obvious pleasure in his voice, and the smile that stole over his face at the pronouncement. Draco hummed again, soft and thoughtful.
So, Harry.
His voice had lowered into his earlier tone, sending shivers up Harry's spine. Why didn't you hang up the phone earlier? In fact, why are you still on the phone?
I'm still naked, you know.
Yeah? Harry's heart was in his throat.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Harry?
Draco drawled out his name decadently, like something to be savored. Harry liked the way it sounded rolling off his tongue.
I'm wearing a pair of sweatpants. I was watching the telly.
Just the sweatpants?
Yeah.
And are you hard, Harry?
He was. Oh, God, he was. His prick was a thick line beneath the worn-out fabric of his sweats.
Harry rubbed a palm against himself and tried to suppress his moan. He must not have done that great a job of it,
because Draco groaned into his ear.
God, me too. Fuck, I wish you were here.
Harry wished he were there too. He wanted to see Draco. Wanted to see his flushed skin and hard cock. Wanted to feel all that smooth, pale skin beneath his palms. He shoved his sweats down and wrapped a hand around his prick.
What would you do if I was?
Harry heard some shuffling, and then Draco was murmuring breathlessly.
I'd drop down to my knees and blow you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? I've been told I give great head, you know. I'd peel those sweats down and wrap my fist around your cock before swallowing you down.
Draco let out a small gasp, and Harry knew he was touching himself.
You've got a big cock, don't you, Harry? I've seen you in the locker rooms. I bet when you're hard you'd fill my mouth so perfectly.
Harry moaned and put Draco on speakerphone, placing the phone next to him on the sofa. He fumbled for the lube that he kept under the cushions.
You've been checking me out. Have you not been checking me out?
I may have peaked a time or two. Draco chuckled, low and throaty. Harry's cock throbbed. He spilled some lube into his palm, dipping a few fingers into the mess before wrapping the wet hand around his erection.
You know what's even more tempting than sneaking a peek at what you're packing?
What?
That arse of yours.
Harry's stomach clenched. The two fingers he'd slicked with lube were already circling at his rim.
What about my arse? Don't fish. You know you've got a bloody fantastic arse. It's been driving me to distraction. You bent over to pick up your pen the other day, and I thought I would come on the spot, just from the thought of fucking you right in the corridor.
Oh! Harry couldn't manage much more than that. The thought of Draco fucking him, combined with the feeling of his finger sliding inside, took up too much of his brain space.
Do you want me to fuck you, Harry? I would fuck you so well. If you were here, I'd finger you open while I choked on your cock. Get you nice and wet and relaxed for me. Then, when you were begging for it, I'd flip you over onto the bed and fuck you until you screamed.
Harry had two fingers inside now, his heart racing, blood singing, vision blurring with the picture Draco was painting.
Yeah? You that good, are you?
I'm that good, Harry. Harry believed him.
You gonna come inside of me? Fill me up?
Harry felt slick and wet where his fingers moved in and out of his hole. He imagined being stretched wide around Draco's cock, Draco's cum dripping out of his used hole.
He shivered.
Draco paused for a moment, and Harry wondered if he'd gone too far. Obviously, in real life, he wouldn't let Draco fuck him without a condom, but this was just fantasy, right? Thankfully, the pause didn't last for long.
Yeah. I'm going to fuck you until I come inside of your arse, until it's dripping down your thighs.
Harry moaned, ridiculously loud and high. His fingers and hand worked double time.
That's right, Harry. Maybe I'll eat you out afterward. Lick my cum out of your arse until we're both hard again, and then do it all over.
Oh, I... fuck.
You close?
Yeah, so close. He pumped his cock furiously. His fingers rubbed at his sensitive rim, and images of Draco fucking him danced behind his eyelids until he felt the dam finally burst. Ropes of cum spilled out of him, coating his stomach and groin.
Fuck, you sound so hot when you come, Draco growled. I want to see you.
Draco's breath was ragged, slick sounds barely making their way over the speaker, as Draco undoubtedly chased his own release. Feeling recklessly bold, Harry wiped his hand on his sweats and picked up his phone from the sofa cushion to snap a quick photo. Before he could overthink it, he sent it to Draco.
Check your phone.
Silence, and then,
Jesus, fuck!
And a shuddering groan.
Are you trying to kill me?
You said you wanted to see.
So I did.
Harry bit his lip, unsure what to say now. He felt loose and relaxed, but without the fog of lust clouding his brain, he felt sort of embarrassed. He'd never had phone sex before, and certainly not with someone he wasn't involved with. That was unexpected, he mumbled, trying to fill the silence.
Draco laughed. I've never been so happy for a misdial in my life.
Yeah? Take that, Henry.
Draco's voice softened. I've been trying to work up the nerve to ask you out for a while. I could never get a read on you.
I stare at you all the time.
Yes, well, so does your friend Granger, but I think she mostly wants to bash my head in. She just doesn't like when you're right and she's not, or when you're a prick.
And you?
I like your prick.
Draco snorted.
You haven't even seen it.
I'm extrapolating.
It's so sexy when you use big words.
We're medical interns. We always use big words.
I know. You can see my problem. I think I have a solution, though.
What's that?
Go out with me. Dinner, next Friday.
Harry's cheeks hurt from the force of his ridiculous grin.
All right, but I don't put out on the first date. I wouldn't dream of it.
Harry could hear the smile in Draco's voice, too.
In the meantime, I really should be getting to bed. I have to get up early for my flight back home.
Okay. Good night, Draco.
Good night.
Harry's finger hovered over the end button, but he waited. He felt silly, but he didn't want to be the first to hang up. Lucky for him, he didn't, because Draco's voice drifted over the line a moment later.
Oh, and Harry?
His phone buzzed in his hand, indicating a text, but he ignored it.
Yeah? Check your phone.